This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Hashtag Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with Prashwin Naidu. So it's Friday and it means it's time to essentially take a cruise and ease ourselves into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And we're back with our journalist, Prashwin Naidu, who's had a go in the new Toyota Fortuner GR. I'm so jealous, so jealous. Some say it's still the same recipe, just enhanced with a little bit more of zing, a little bit more flavor. Plus, to round off everything to a close with a motoring tip of the week and a hot gem to kick off your weekend cruise. Prashwin Naidu, motoring journalist, joins me now on the line. Prashwin, thank you very much for making time for us. Good afternoon. Are you doing well?
Good afternoon. They say I'm fantastic in yourself and to listeners out there.
All right, let's get into it, right? So the Toyota Fortuner, I mean, one can say it's gone from so many features. I mean, it has we've had so many models of it. So, and most importantly, did you like the new Fortuner, Toyota Fortuner GR? Did you like it or not so much?
You know, absolutely, I did. Hey, design-wise, I mean, it's still the same recipe, the Fortuner GR Sport. It's gone from practical to punchy. It's now sports a more aggressive, performance-focused design inspired by Dakar Rally DNA, interestingly enough, with its dynamic front bumper, blacked-out details, and commanding road presence. This is the most visually exciting Fortuner, to be honest with you, that I've seen. And yes, I liked it. It still does everything a Fortuner should, but now with some fair style and, you know, intent to it.
What about cabin-wise? Has anything changed on that front?
I think this is where perhaps the cabin let me down a little bit, because it's still, I feel it's so dated, especially given the competitors and the rivals that's coming up on its radar. I think Toyota needs to give it some rejuvenation, especially with the infotainment screen, and it's still old school, but you can appreciate old school because it still works. But what do you expect in the GR Sport model? Well, it's a motorsport makeover, so to say. Expect black and red trim, suede and leather GR Sport seats with red stitching, GR badge headrest, and a red accented GR steering wheel, which is nice. It feels a bit more premium, more athletic, and less conservative than your traditional good old Fortuner. But even, you know, it has some familiar feels to it, just nicer badges galore.
I mean, then let's maybe get into the drive, right? Just describe it to us. What's beneath the bonnet of the Fortuner? Just take us through that experience.
Okay, so it actually found it to be quite powerful. It's powered by a nice 2.8-liter GD6 turbo diesel. Now it's tuned to 165 kilowatts and 550 newton meters of torque. That's about a slight bump than the previous one, the standard version. So it has a bit more kick to it, but you won't really notice it all that much. And power is sent through a six-speed transmission, so it moves quite nicely. It feels quite robust at the tap of your foot. And it's just a very proper workhorse, but comfortable in all the right avenues that you expect from a Fortuner. And yes, of course, your off-roading, low-ranging gearing and rear diff lock and downhill assist, that's all there, all that good stuff. And I found it to be quite, you know, I was quite impressed. Really, I was, honestly.
But were you impressed also about its competitiveness? I mean, if we're going to liken it to its rivals, how does it stack up? Would it still stand out from the pack?
Okay, so I think this is where perhaps it's getting quite interesting, especially with Chinese rivals coming up like the GWM Tank 500. I think, you know, Toyota, it's a recipe well served. You know, 40 years they've cemented themselves in reliability and just, you know, that feel for the consumer. So people flock to the Fortuner because of reliability. But I think when you look at its rivals like the Ford Everest, and then throw in the Isuzu MU-X, the new revived Isuzu MU-X, I feel it's really, it needs to kind of keep up now, I think, because Ford Everest just gives a bit more, you know, a smoother ride, a bit more of, but arguably, I feel the Toyota's engine is a bit more robust. And then you look at the Isuzu MU-X, if we're comparing the same, I would compare 3-liter diesel variants of those mentioned rivals, and I think even the Isuzu MU-X is quite robust, rough around the edges. So you know, if I had to rate them from my first to least, I think I honestly would choose the Everest just because of the, it wins the boxes for its cabin and it's just overall been in comfort. But Toyota is still neck and neck there. I think the Fortune of Women, I would go for the MUX. But all in all, I think, you know, it's still reliable, still a good, solid contender. But yeah, it's not bad at all.
Do you think it will ever get to that? Do you think Toyota can improve with the Fortuner? Do you think it can rise to the occasion at some point?
I had a similar discussion here with a colleague, and I thought they do need some improvement, but it's like Porsche, for example, the 911. It's like there's not much difference, but it's still the same, just tweaks, revisions here and there, and they're still keeping to the same recipe that makes it kind of what it is. But I think the Fortuner would, if they did a dramatic change over, I don't know how the consumers would react to it, because most of us like the same old, same old, and the same old, same old still keeps on working, even though the Fortune is quite a high-risk car as well, so you do have to keep that in mind. But I think, hey, it's a recipe, reliability at, right at your feet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was very insightful, Prashun. But before I let you go, you need to hit us with your motoring tip of the week, and don't forget to bless us with your hot gem to set us for the weekend.
All right, thank you, and I certainly appreciate it. So if you're tackling off-road trails, always deflate your tires slightly just to increase traction and comfort, of course. But remember to reinflate them before you hit in the road again, so just to avoid tire damage. And let's end off with, for the romantics out there, Lovers and Friends by Eastside Boys, Usher and Ludacris.
All right, that was Prashun Naidu, our motoring journalist. Until we speak again next time.
Thank you, Lesedi. Looking forward to it next time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.